You're listening to CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
It's wild. It's crazy. And welcome back. We have John W. Spring here. He's on every Tuesday, usually third hour. Sometimes we have one of the segments. John, a positive thing I wanted to say here. I think we're within days of contacting Trump directly. Dr. Bob Goldman and Dr. Ron Klatz are the senior doctors for the doctor that takes care of Trump. The reason why Trump's doing so well, even though he chugs once in a while a Diet Coke and a Big Mac, is because his doctor, one of his doctors who actually works and was trained under my guys who actually founded the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So Trump is doing a few good things along with some bad things, and that's probably why he is still chugging along at most faster speed than most people at 20 to 30 years of age. But Trump basically better smarten up in terms of not only his personal health, but also a number of issues, whether it's EMP protection we did in the last hour with Dr. Peter Pry and Glenn Rhodes, or the danger of Laurentian Island and Nicaragua, North Korea and Iran are all Russian nukes. These are not homegrown missiles or nukes. They're basically Russian proxy property.
Definitely. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Charlotte Disby wrote an article here on Christmas Day last year, which is a couple days shy of a whole exact year. But she got it when she saw the reports that we had out last year and was listening, obviously. And, in fact, we're going to probably get Charlotte on the program here on NutriMedical Report and on videos, because she doesn't get as much exposure as she should over even at Rent. She's been there for years. What people need to understand is that a lot of these alternative networks, whether it's Genesis or Republic Radio or even Rents, they want a portion of truth, just like Coast to Coast Radio, but they want to spin it so they keep people entertained but not activated to do something about it. You people out there need to be writing and sending lots of hundreds of emails to President Trump and his sections of people around him, say you better damn well listen to John W. Spring, because you're not becoming aware that we could have an EMP attack, a nuclear attack, and America is incredibly vulnerable. And right now, since the collapse of the Iranian economy is happening as we speak, they killed with the Savat at least 1,000 of their own citizens last week. This is not a minor thing. We have a ongoing revolution occurring inside Iran, and as their economy crashes, they're sort of meeting behind closed doors with some representatives of Saudi Arabia. Now, remember, Sunni and Shiite Islam are at each other's throats. They're not like kissing cousins in Islam. They're killing cousins. How's that? So they're obviously pretty... This is really dangerous. And if Iran is saying they're going to... They have two agencies in Iran that have stated they're going to attack and destroy the White House. And there's no pullback inside Iran or even with other agencies. Okay? Now, on the other hand, they say they're going to use missile attacks against Israel. Now, Israel has Hezbollah and these other people that are a proxy of Iran in their back doorstep in Syria or Iraq. And Israel's been bombing and taking out a lot of these missile silo sites set up that are not just, you know, Scud-type missiles. These are accurate GPS-coordinated missiles that can hit within a matter of a cubic yard. Now, what's happening is Israel's already planned, and I have intel sources that show me they're planning on an airborne nuclear attack on the Bashar reactor. That's going to guarantee a Russian response to an Israeli ally of America response against their ally, Iran. Because if they blow up the Bashar reactor, Russia's going to fire off missiles at us. Most likely from Nicaragua and Laurentian Island. Right?
Yes.
And maybe also from the Orinoco River, where they have... The first vision I had was actually Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of this very deep river, setting up kind of missile silo sites that can just whip out of the river and boom, fire off airborne missiles. And just like the ones that are launched from Laurentian Island, they can come in and just devastate us. And it could be a direct attack, it could be an EMP attack, it could be attack on military bases, or it could be like you have off the coast, they have what's called tsunami weapons that create a tsunami to strike the coast. So, John.
And we can't rule out North Korea.
Yeah. Right. And of course, North Korea's missiles now are far, can go far enough to hit the U.S. I have that from my intel sources. In January of 2018, I had a CENTCOM person who came to my home to repair my satellite dish, and he got into a discussion with me because I told him about my security clearance, and he dropped his. A few months later, after I converted the video, I got a little freaked out because he realized I was not a minor party in this. That's why I have in my show people like Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, Barbara Honegger's been on my show for years about the inside truth about 9/11. Like, the last people who were on didn't understand that 9/11 was an inside job. Even setting up ISIS and Al-Qaeda was an inside job. People need to realize we sponsor and create terrorism, and then we actually have a valid enemy to fight, just like we gave nuclear power to the Russians. And in the late 1990s, we gave targeting technology to Russia and China to accurately target our cities and our military bases. This is nuts. It's evil, but they did it. Just like 9/11, right?
Yes. It's insanity.
So, John, let's go through the rest of this letter, please. Go ahead.
Well, as I've been trying to get across to your listening audience and to my readers for nearly a year now, we have a very viable threat at our doorsteps in Latin America. And
right.
Basically, even though the Trump administration and the intelligence agencies may be aware that the Russian Air Force base on La Orchia Island is operational, they're thinking in terms of these obsolete bombers, which are
right,
really a decoy for
they're spinning it. They're purposely spinning these stories in the regular media. Obsolete bear bombers are easy to take out with a cruise missile from a jet. I mean, this is stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so they're trying to say, look the other way. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Same way as Barack Obama basically was worried about EMP, but he's not worried about a nation hacking into a power grid or doing a high-altitude EMP where you can have a fishing boat 300 miles off the coast fire a missile up 100,000 feet, 3 to 5 kilotons, and boom, no more power for half the nation. People don't get it, okay? We're being set up to surrender to world government. That's
exactly
what the agenda is.
Exactly. And I'm very concerned at this time because unlike the Cuban Missile Crisis, there were no missile launching systems that were yet operational at that time, and JFK had the upper hand, basically.
Right. They weren't at the point where they could actually, it was launch ready. It is launch ready right now.
Yes. But in this situation, we have a president who is completely ignorant and unaware of this crisis because his intelligence agencies have not analyzed this situation properly.
They're doing it on purpose. This is not just stupidity. This is what I call stevil. Stupidity and evil mixed together. They want to slather it up with what I call stupid cream on top of the cake of evil. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a good term for Dr. Deagle, because this is what's happening in reality. We have so many CFR Bilderbergers and trilateralists within the Trump administration. I don't see how it's possible for him to come to any good decision.
Well, if he had half an hour with John W. Spring, who is a whistleblower and has creds from 1960 with John F. Kennedy in 1983, he would, and I can tell you from his personality, he'd wake up right away, he'd immediately realize that you're the top contestant, because remember, he operates his government and his White House like he's a game show host. And if the fourth contestant has a really crystalline answer that's sparkly, he's going to say, "You're my candidate." So in other words, if he had a half an hour with you, he would blow away all these other fools and say, "Get away from me." He'd fire some of them, or he'd neutralize their ability to even get reports to him. And he'd just move ahead, just like a year and a half, 2 years ago. We told McMaster, "I'm not taking putting a quarter million troops in Syria. I'm not going to do it." He did listen to an idiot, though, who got him to drop Tomahawk missiles on Iraq and on Bashar al-Assad's buildings and so on that housed basically nothing because he believed the White Hats from Britain that there were illegal drug chemicals, even though they actually hid the data that there were no chemical residues indicating that Bashar al-Assad did nothing. to indicate that he was trying to kill his own citizens with chemical weapons. So Trump is being manipulated. He's being lied to. And to be honest with you, if he doesn't listen, he's just going to become a distraction and a delay switch for the inevitable end of civilization in America and worldwide. So if he doesn't start listening, as I say, he's either going to answer my questions now and your questions now, or at the judgment seat where God's going to take his finger and say, get over here, John W. Spring and Deagle. Did you tell this guy what you did and he had ignored you? He's going to ask that question, isn't he?
Well, he's going to have to sooner or later, that's for sure.
Yeah, and hopefully it's sooner, because later is not nice. Later is an eternity where much of the human population have not only physically died, many of them have spiritually died and are annihilated in the lake of fire.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Now, his only alternative may be to surrender our nation.
Right.
And I don't think there's a single American that can even think of that as a possibility. But when they realize that we're so unprepared for a missile attack and the total destruction that will occur, which will annihilate practically our entire population at the drop of a hat, they might think, well, that might be the better alternative. But
well,
I
don't think the logic is ruling here. I think there's a satanic. I consider the people as my ministry, clay and iron. Their logic is trumped by an evil inside them that's even suicidal. You know, look at Hillary Clinton, some of those things that she's done, even Uranium One. This is not rational. It's not even something that's going to be in the long term good for you or your society if you're greedy. It's suicidal. It's destructive. It's just plain evil. It doesn't make sense. And that's why we always want to make sense, because logical people want to make sense of bad behavior. Don't try to make sense of it. It's evil, okay? Stop thinking you can make sense of evil behavior. It doesn't make sense. Realize it's self-destructive. It's like a drug addict who's finally taking the final shot and they're going to stop breathing. And they say, I'd rather get high and die. High and die. Well, that's what these globalists are doing. They want to get high on the power trip that they actually can terminate society and kill hundreds of millions of people. They're getting high on the idea of being basically pushing the switch for Armageddon.
Yes. If I may offer something that I learned when I was still fairly young, I think I was a teenager. I met some Polish people, most of whom, men and women, were in combat. They fought at Monte Cassino and in the Mediterranean theater during World War II. And I said to them, war is a terrible thing. Many people are lost in a war.
Right.
But they said, this is so much better. It was so much better being in combat than being in the Soviet or Russian prison camps where they were before, until they were released largely through the influence of Winston Churchill. These were, and they became a Polish army that fought with the Allies, because they said, at least when you are fighting in combat, there is some hope. When you are in prison, there is no hope whatsoever. And Americans need to realize. If you surrender, there is no hope whatsoever.
Well, they're creating a cyber prison. And let me give some details here. We have right now, and we talked about in the last hour, EMP dangers, which Glenn Rhodes and Dr. Peter Pryor in this EMPtaskforce.us. What people need to understand, we need a nuclear task force that could be led by somebody like yourself now and other experts that realize we're not protecting our power grid, our nuclear sites, our population centers from an EMP attack. We're not protecting our sites with missile defense. Now, my laser net interferometry system is the advance of the Brilliant Pebbles idea. They didn't come up with new ideas at Boeing Aerospace. So after 4 years of trying, they failed, and they turned down the contract to supply at the initial cost of $200 billion. They turned it down to the U.S. government of building missile defense, which was conceded over 30 years ago. As they say in the military, we are definitely screwed and tattooed. If you think that anybody there really cares or has the brains to figure it out, forget it. Not going to happen.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on-phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So we've got to get the word out, because basically we're being drowned by knuckleheads and idiots. That's what's going on. And just plain evil people. Just plain evil. Well, I'm going to start off this segment with a little prayer. Dear God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that we celebrate the Christmas celebration, which is not really his actual birth. We know your birth was on the Feast of Tabernacles because it was exactly according to Scripture 6 months opposite of his cousin, John the Baptist, who was beheaded by the evil king, or the local political appointee by the Roman Empire. What we have to understand is we have those same things today. We have on the left and the right people that are globalists, evil, or they're just plain stupid. They're a combination of stupidity and evil. I call it stevil. Do you like that term? And a lot of them will feign stupidity, like they don't know things. And why can one person like me, indwelt by the Most High God with a superior intellect and willing to do the right thing even if it's dangerous, how come I can come up with a solution for every problem on earth? And I challenge people. I said, look, I didn't have time to get in a word in edgewise to say all the things for EMP, but I have a missile defense system. I have a system to protect our cybernetic systems of all our infrastructure. I know how to do it right now, okay? I know how we can get primary water, and we have experts like Paul Power I'm going to bring on the show. I've had him on for years. What people need to understand, we're not getting through to people like Trump, who's when you look on the surface, the man is a good man. He's for using the term Christmas. He's for religious rights to be able to speak, and he's actually passing new executive orders to stop anti-Semitism. By the way, Boris did that in Britain, and also France did it this week, to stop anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism. Now, I'm not saying the Israelis are perfect. They've got lots of issues. But guess what? They're our allies. It's like having a cousin that you know you may not necessarily like at dinner, but he's your cousin. And we need to realize also that we need to also not only protect us from EMP and from nuclear attack, but every other nation on Earth. Because if they're in danger, they're going to actually try to get weapons, whether it's nukes or some other weapon that can be evade from nukes, like biological weapons they can make much more cheaply. And if they use one weapon, they use another. And as I said to my colleague that worked at White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg, California, for missile tests, I said to him, you know, I said, I know exactly what you guys are doing. And I said, and what you're doing is suicidally stupid. I said, how much money and time would it take to make a missile defense system that would be basically seamless and total protection? He said, well, honestly, 2045, we estimate in $76 trillion. I said, so you have a financial black hole you've created, and you're liars, lying to politicians and experts and the president, telling you you've got missile defense. You don't. Just like we don't have EMP protection, we don't even have national food storage. We had one into the early 80s where there was 3 to 4 years of food stored in various sites all around America. It wouldn't be fantastic food, but it'd keep you alive in the middle of a famine. We don't do anything now. Our society is like hell-bent on Armageddon. We are basically not preparing for anything. And the problem is, you see, other nations like Russia are being pushed by the New World Order on their side. Because remember, the New World Order and the globalists are controlling every nation, including Russia and China. We always think it's, you know, there's evil Russians doing this. No, it's evil globalists on all sides, including people like Romney on the Republican side and evil demon rats, Democrats, on the other side. There's people in other countries that are actually being pushed to do things that the ones that are at lower levels or have, you know, a shorter vision of what's going on don't understand this, but the ones that are high level are literally snickering minions of Satan himself, laughing their heads off because they know most of the population on Earth is going to die shortly from multiple converging disasters in the near future. This is all by design. It's not a, oh my gosh. In fact, I got an interesting comment by one of my people that just watched the show here with yesterday. In fact, let's see if I can pull up that comment. This is a comment made with Josh Bernstein, who was on two segments yesterday. And he said, the truth hurts. Mind-blowing, gut-wrenching, but necessary to move forward through this evil. Okay? Now, if you out there think, well, who is this guy, Deagle? Guess what? I am a drop of grace. I'm a spiritual manna carrier. I got a great big basket of intellectual and spiritual manna to save your body from destruction and your soul from hell. Now, if you reject me, the only thing left is judgment, or the co-hosts I bring on like John W. Spring. So if you're not writing the president and harassing the heck out of him to listen to John, God help you if someday you have to hold up your head and you have a thermonuclear flash and your body turns into a superheated storm of nanoparticles exploding with every cell in your body turning 50,000 degrees. Wake up, people. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show, isn't it? What do you think, John?
Amen. Yes.
Now, I want people to wake up, and you know, I don't care if people hate my guts. Hate my guts. I love you anyway. I got my big boy pants on. I don't care. I have the compassion of God for you, not the compassion of a man who wants to get money or accolades or a pat on the back or a pat on the top of my head or, oh, he's so wonderful. I don't care if you think I'm wonderful. I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's a good approach.
That's why I'm called who I am. I am the Moses of this day. I am the descendant 2,000 years ago prophesied by the Jesus himself to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin, who was the basis for Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, published by my great uncle 100 years ago in the Beirut publishing house in Lebanon. Now, why am I here? I'm here to bring forth other apostolic minds to save us not only from physical disaster, but spiritual disaster. Because, you see, people are not just going to die a miserable death. They're going to die a spiritual death. Jesus said, fear not he who can destroy the soul, the body alone, but he can destroy the soul. The devil can only pervert. God is the creator and the destroyer. You don't hear that in church, do you?
No.
You hear the nice little things of Jesus being a little boy, baby in the manger and so on. Jesus when he comes back, he's coming to marry his bride. That's us. He's becoming to sanctify the world and to say, two in their field and one is taken. They're not taken to be raptured up to heaven. He's taking those who are not his children, the goats, and he's going to destroy them. They're going to bind themselves together for the rapture, all right, of evil. And God's going to cleanse the earth so that it'll be fit for his people to be a bride and live on earth safely, without the danger of thermonuclear war, biological and chemical war, with extended lifespans and then spread across the cosmos, bringing his godly truth and wisdom and goodness to the world and the universe. That's our destiny. God's patience is almost over, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. His grace, the last drops of grace are the 12 final apostles. They're appearing from the first 12 apostles that are saying, you know, you better listen to these guys. They're not doing it because they want to sell books or make money or whatever. They're doing it because they have the compassion, not of a man or a woman, but the compassion of God in them. So when you're out there and you see this little truth by this guy, his name Groovy Fieldson. Truth hurts, mind-blowing, gut-wrenching, but necessary to move through this evil. Guess what out there? You're not going to hear all of this truth on Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Coast to Coast Radio or any other network. You're only going to hear the entire whole truth on this show with my co-host. And whether videos we do, like Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, Barbara Honegger, General Janice Karpinski will be on in the new year. You need to get a life and realize I have the resurrection technology for your body. Get your gifts for your body at Nutramedical. Again, and we're starting our sale, by the way, I believe this Friday, just a couple days from now. It's going to go right through the new year. People need to start getting a real wake up. If the power goes out, you're going to be eating your pets on the third or fourth day, and you're going to try to go to your prepper's friend across the road, hoping he won't have weapons to kill you if you try to steal his food or take over his family. People need to start growing up here, don't they? They aren't growing up, are they?
No, they're not.
But guess what? I don't believe in education. I believe in what's called shockucation. I believe in taking the paddles of truth to both temples and 4 bazillion volts of truth are going to jam through your temples, and you're going to wake up and you're going to say some curse words about that damned eagle. He won't shut up and let his guests speak, but he's telling me the truth. I want people to wake up and stop complaining about something where I'm literally like the EMT guy trying to put the paddles on you to get your heart going again, and you want to complain to me. It's like, oh my God, I can't get it. I can't get it. I'm an old trauma burn doctor. Let me tell you, I got backbone. You're not going to find anybody tougher on the earth than Deagle. You're not. Or smarter. Or more determined to do the will of the Most High God, even if it kills me. I am not afraid to die for you out there. Which is why I'm fit to fight. God doesn't want cowards in his battlefield. He wants people that are totally bought and paid for. In fact, when he sent me back from heaven, he said, you know, if you fall away from me and you do evil on earth, I'll destroy you. I'll annihilate you. Even though he wanted me to go back and tell his people, I said, I love you so much, God. I will go back even in danger of having my name taken from the book of life. And he cried and said, not since it's your ancestor Moshe said, take my name from the book of life to save my people. And for this reason, when you fall and do evil in my sight, I will shake your ugly human carcass, and I will make you a son again. And we have to realize all of us are ugly in God's sight because we are not doing his will. If you're not calling and emailing Donald Trump right now about the danger of this, you're an evildoer. If you're not getting ready and prepping up financially and physically for a disaster coming in 2020 and thereafter, because next year, God help us, is the first layer of the Mark of the Beast being instituted with biometric chipping, national ID, and you can't travel anywhere without a biometrically certified identification anywhere in the world. Next year. This is not like decades off anymore. I could say this 1999 or maybe 90s. God help us, it's here now, isn't it? And I'm choking, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, people want to still disrespect me like I got the disrespect of Genesis Network and Republic Radio and Rents, and even Coast to Coast have canceled my show that they asked me to do a number of shows 12 years ago when they canceled me, and I couldn't even get a positive response from George Norrie. Why they canceled? Because, you know why? I'm too damn truthful and I can't be contained or managed or controlled. So, John, what's your comment now? Because Charlotte Easterby, she got it, didn't she? She got your articles. Charlotte did, didn't she? We're going to post these up today. And it was actually Christmas Day 1 year ago when she wrote this, wasn't she? Writing at that
yes.
time.
Yes. Perhaps I should give you a little background on Charlotte Easterby. She was a guest many times on my commercial radio program, Sound Off with John W. Spring, which ran for several years on local commercial radio stations here in Southern California, some of which were also carried on the internet by
right.
streaming, I think they called it.
Right.
During the Korean War, she served in the American Red Cross. I think she was stationed in Guam. And after the war, she had an opportunity to travel basically around the world, and her eyes were open. And then she worked for the Department of State
right.
overseas in various nations. Then eventually she was appointed to the Reagan administration, and that's when she became a whistleblower when she was working in the Department of Education. So that's when she realized that there is a deliberate dumbing down of the American people through our education systems. And she has a very wide background. She and her family lived in Grenada at the time that and before the U.S. invasion in 1983.
Oh, really?
So she's familiar with that particular situation.
Right.
And the rest I think you have a pretty good idea about. But
she's
now 90 years old, the same age as the late Dr. Stanley Monteith. And she was also a guest several times on his program as well.
Okay. Well, I want to get her on the program here because, you see, the repository of wisdom are old people that are still healthy enough to have neural connections. They did studies, actually, a few years ago, and they found out that if you're 80 or 90 years of age and you're healthy, you have more complex neural connections than even a 40-year-old or 30-year-old or a 60-year-old. Your brain doesn't get less complex. It gets more complex and more advanced. So the wisdom is the repository of the elderly, not those that are young. You have to go through experience of life to actually get wisdom. It's the scars of life, I call it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. To have 2 or 3 big cities which control the whole constitution and the government, you wouldn't have to campaign anywhere or do anything for anybody else. So John, in this segment, I want you to kind of summarize what we're going to do. We're going to do a video afterward. We'll probably do it 5 or 10 minutes after the show's finished today. And we're going to talk about Charlotte Isserby, who will be, by the way, on the program. She's quite a comedian, too. She's 90 years old. Her email was like a dumbdown00. I thought, this lady is not only brilliant, but funny. You got to have a bit of a sense of humor to get through all this crap, because it's so dark. It's so weird. I call them Paul Bunyan lies. Some of the stuff is so twisted that the average mortal, average common sense mind says, that can't be. It's too horrendous, too out of touch with reality. It's too twisted to be real. But guess what? Reality is much more twisted and much more beautiful than anything you could imagine, like the destiny of the human race. But people don't realize the danger of what's going on right now. There is no time in history like this time right now. This is it.
Yes.
When God showed me before he sent me back from heaven, I was high above the earth, 400 miles. My little Johnny shirt on spattered with blood from my little tonsillectomy and was bleeding to death. And he showed me a thermonuclear attack on America, which would be EMP and nuclear attack. And, of course, it would be at the same time probably biological, too. And he swung around after I was crying real hard. And I said, why did you show me this? Because I'm crying real hard. And he said, at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people. And people say, Deagle, you've got to be crazy. No one's going to say that God told him that. I'm going to because it did happen. I told the nuns when I was a little boy. They told the Monsignor, the Archbishop, went to the Vatican. On my day of graduation, 1977, at Dalhousie in Halifax, Sister of Harvard, the Pope had a priest come to my graduation ceremony with one invitation to invite me to the Vatican. Okay? So you need to watch. These people are watching Deagle, including the Pindar that runs the Druidic Council of 13 for running Earth for Satan. Okay? I know what's going on. I don't know some of it. I know everything. That's why when I even talk to intel agents like Greg Ford, he says, my gosh, how do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that? It's because God has put people in my pathway physically and emotionally and even on radio to know, like you. How many years have we been doing this show, John? How many years? What, 4, 5, 6 years? It's a long time, isn't it?
Oh, a lot longer than that. About a decade.
Yeah. Now, we started kind of coming together because God brought us together. Just and God said to me, when he will bring me as a prophet, I'm going to be a lamed, I'm going to attract other people that have an apostolic and prophetic calling and amplify their gifts, because people need to know those, and this, by the way, it's not just this main 12. God's going to take every believer, and have them dreams and visions, not just one in here and there. Everyone's going to get a prophetic word and dreams and visions. It's going to tell them that God is coming. It's not just for a few select people like you're hearing from God. Everybody's going to hear from God. Everybody. Little boys and girls, babies in mommy's uterus, grandmas and grandpas are 90 years of age. They're all going to hear from God because guess what? His spiritual man is coming back, so people have some hope. God, Jesus said, when I return, will be hope. Well, right now we have the season of hope. People are hoping on this little baby born in a manger. You know, the manger is correct, but it's the wrong season. It's the season of Osiris. The ceremony that they're celebrating is the celebration of resurrection of the third name of the ineffable name in the Scottish Rite of Masonry, which is the other name for Lucifer, the god Osiris. So that's why when Santa Claus has the same garb as the Pope when they're burying him, it's because it's not by chance. They're celebrating the idea of the resurrection of Osiris, Satan's Claus. Do you like that? Not Santa Claus, Satan's Claus. Did you get that one? It's pretty funny, eh? Do you mean the Krampus? Or the Grinch is actually Satan's Claus? I said, yes, I know him intimately. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're a weird species. I said, I'm a subspecies of humans. I'm a what's called a protector class to protect the human race from its own stupidity, arrogance, and spittle. And I'm a man of spittle, as they say. I'm a man of lick spittle, they'll say in Britain, where I'm covered with spittle of those who want to persecute me and de-license me and kill me and make me feel like I'm a piece of garbage when I'm standing up for the truth. Guess what? I have a spittle proof. I have what we call spiritual, what do they call it? That thing, so that nothing, no stick on me, okay?
Teflon.
So, I have what they call spiritual Teflon soul. How's that? And mind. And I don't give a damn. I've been through so much crap right now, you could not do a damn thing that would impress me. To say, oh, you're such a bad person. And by the way, if you try to harm me, believe me, I can visit on you stuff that you don't want to even imagine. That's why if you're Delta Force and Special Op, we're going to skip Deagle's house. We don't want to die. Okay? And I'm going to spread this technology out. Some have had it up for 10 years. How to make a linear accelerator gun. I'm going to put a lot more up. I think I'll just embed it on my wellness conditions. So you just go there and click, 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 and free. Oh, you mean this is how you build it? Guess what, people? I'm going to release it because when they start grabbing our guns and our bullets, I want you to be able to at least knock people down, even not lethally, and make sure that they actually are vomiting in your front door rather than trying to shoot at you. I want people to understand that our society is terminal, isn't it?
Yes.
This may be the last normal Christmas anybody has. this may be the last one, because next one, after October 1st, we're going to be dealing with a world identification where they're going to have biometric cameras. And I remember when I spoke at this church back in 1999 for the Prophecy Club. And the night before, I had a supernatural visitation, and he said, Deagle, you're going to take over the conference. Now, we had this guy from South Africa, a major evangelist. And the angel told me he was going to be so sick, he wasn't going to be able to stand up. He's barfing and passing blood from both ends. So he said, be prepared. So I got a call like 6 in the morning. He said, Deagle, I got something to tell you. I said, what's that? He said, you're going to have to take it over for a while. I said, I know. I've been preparing all night. Didn't go to sleep. How the hell do you know that, Deagle? I said, I had a visitation. So when I got to the conference, guess what? I took it over. We had thousands of people from all over the world at this church. Catherine Coleman was our church in downtown Denver. So how did that happen? It happened because God had his fingers on it, just like he does today if you're listening. Now, if you think you're a Christian, you better get totally sold out to God and realize how bad things are and how he's the one that's going to save us. Deagle's not going to save you. I'm only the bait bucket guy. I'm carrying the bait bucket for the Lord. But I understand that my Father God is actually going to strengthen you and make you get some spiritual and intellectual manna. If you don't have things like carrot bars to save your gold, if you don't have food supplies, if you don't have power, if you don't have ways of getting water, if you don't have self-protection, if you haven't started talking to your neighbors about bartering food and other supplies, God help you, man. If you're not getting ready for whatever could happen because there are incompetent overlords in the government, and by the way, even with Trump is doing stuff, he's so distracted with impeachment and the other crap, he's not doing everything he needs to do. If John Spring got a chance to talk to him for half an hour every week, and Dr. Deagle and some of our other people, he'll be the best president ever because he'd get some real information and facts. We don't want book sales. We don't want money. We don't want accolades. All we want is him to be informed and do the right thing because he's the POTUS. The most powerful man on earth right now is Donald J. Trump. By a large margin, isn't he?
Yes.
And if he does the right thing, he will be equal to the repentant King David after he killed Uriah by putting him in the front of the battlefield and stealing his wife to have Solomon. And God was so angry with him, he said, you know, I won't break your kingdom up during your life, but I won't let you build a temple, even if he had all the materials. I'll let Solomon build a temple, but then he made it apostate by bringing on 700 concubines and making it totally pagan. So the modern Jews think of him as the greatest wizard because they say he built a temple with demons, not people that later became the descendants of the Jews and the Scottish that built the temple to the design that God gave. That's how twisted they are. People don't understand modern Judaism is wizardry, no different than the Saruman the Magnificent of the Trilogy. Oh, Dr. Deagle, that can't be true. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put private videos up on the Talmud of Babylon and the Sefiat Zaira, and you better have a bucket nearby to vomit, because you're going to. Well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I said, if I'm talking about it, I know it. If you want to challenge me, come into my cage. I'm going to give you the intellectual beating of your life. It's not going to be pleasant. Oh, Dr. Deagle, you're not nice. I said, why are you delusional and think I'm nice? I'll die for you, but I won't lie to you. In other words, I got my big boy Christian pants on. I'll die for the truth, but I'm not going to kiss your butt and say, well, I hope you like me. I mean, that's how bad things are. It's really, really over the top, isn't it? And I think that my gut tells me that next year all hell's going to break loose. We're going to probably get through to the president one way or the other. If I can't get him to go through Dr. Bob Goldman, I'm going to file a pro se litigant action, and then Donald J. Trump's going to respond to me because I'm going to legally put him in a box. He's going to respond to me one way or the other. Number two, once I get him into where you're in the White House or you're a green room right beside the White House, Oval Office, you're going to tell him straight up the same things you told JFK and the president in 1986, what was it, Ronnie Reagan? People need to understand the Russians are back at it again because there's elements in Russia that don't trust us, they're paranoid as hell, and we're making them worse. We're making them worse. For example, we make tank-killing weapons for the Ukrainians. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, a decade ago or so, where the Russian Sarmat missiles, called Satan missiles, were being built in Tobolsk, eastern Ukraine. They weren't being built in Russia. They're built in eastern Ukraine. 200 years ago, the capital of Mother Russia was Kiev. It wasn't Moscow or Leningrad, which you call, or St. Petersburg. No. It was Kiev. That's why a lot of the population of eastern Ukraine, including the Donbass kids, are of Russian descent, including in Crimea. That's why they speak Russian. People don't get it. Oh, they're Ukrainian. It's like, yeah, there's some Ukrainians in there as well. And, of course, we started World War II on purpose, even though the worst Nazis of all were the Ukrainian Nazis that were more nasty to their own people than the Austrians or Germans. I got feedback from people that lived through that hell, including in Western Canada. They survived it, and they got the hell out of there and moved to Canada, to the Plain States. Saskatchewan, Alberta, you know, et cetera. So people say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, God had my day timer. You know, if you want to be entertained, don't listen to this show. Now, you won't be. You might be entertained, but if you like watching like Jack Ryan or stuff that's really scary crap, the stuff that we deal with every day, whether it's your health issues and stupidity of the medical profession and these crazy demon rats that want to take a socialized healthcare system like in Canada and Britain and give it to everybody, you'd be waiting longer and you'd be dying quicker. How's that? And any innovative care you want to get, to hell with you. And if you get too sick or expensive to take care of, they'll just give you a lethal injection with even going to committee. You don't think so? You could take it to the bank. Bill's been there, okay?
Yes.
People say, I want to argue with you, Deagle. I said, how stupid are you that you want to argue with me? Why don't you just listen and ask good questions? Honest to gosh, man, I'm getting my patience with people. And I had a situation. I started out Deborah DeVaris, for example. We're now back on an even keel. So when we have a show, it's going to be a dialogue, not a monologue. I support her process, her documents, and everything. So you idiots out there, so I'm not going to listen to you anymore. She's coming back. She's got family issues. She'll be back in January. She wants her own show. She knows I support her more than anybody. Any of my co-hosts, I support them. I will die for them to tell the truth to the powers that be. And Deborah is one of those that, yeah, she tends to do a monologue. It's not going to happen that way. Same way with Josh Bernstein. People are all happy you're back. That's because I can get a question in edgewise. If I have to say something, listen, then pray, and then act after you cried your head off. Because this stuff is really scary, and it's going to happen this year. Things are going to really start falling, unwinding in 2020, aren't they?
Yes. We have no idea, Dr. Bill, how much time we have left.
I don't have a time scale because God's actually restrained me from even praying for it. But I have a gut scale. My gut scale tells me, you know that queasy feeling like a predator animal is about to jump and eat you? I get that ugly feeling. We're at that point where the predator can smell our bone marrow and wants to bite. And if you out there think you know better, please challenge me, either on or off air. I just want to save your hide and you're my brothers and sisters. No matter what skin color or nation you're at, you gotta realize I'm here like a firefighter from heaven to save your carcass physically and spiritually with my co-host like John W. Spring. We're going to do a video after the show in 5 or 10 minutes. Log on to Vimeo and YouTube and you can watch it live on our channel. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Repent of arguing and spitting on the messenger of light and life. Stop it right now.